Okay, we are starting today the first drasha of the Drashas Haran. Again, we had skipped this originally and started from drasha number 2 and gone through all the drashas because the first drasha at the beginning of it's a little hard. But now we're up to it, so now we'll start it. So the Haran starts with the first pasuk in first two pasukim in Bereishis. That's a Bereishis bar alakim as the shemayim v'es ha'aretz v'aretz ha'isha tov avo v'choshach ha'pnei sahom v'ruach alakim v'rachefes al'pnei ha'mayim. Okay, first two pasukim in Chumash. In the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. Says the Haran, kolam mefarshim ha'amitim iskima b'feirish elu aksuvim. The Haran says, all the true mefarshim agree about what these pasukim mean. Shekavanasam lomar ki Bereishis ha'briya. That the intention of this pasuk is to tell you that at the beginning of creation, nivra chomer meshutaf l'chol mal shetachas galgal hayirech, there was one thing created, one piece of matter that included all things that would be eventually created. Meaning everything was going to come from this piece of matter that was created. This is the Ramban says that if you look in Chumash, the Ramban says this. Other Mefarshim, other Rishonim say this. When it says Bereishis bara Elokim, it says Shemayim va'aretz. Hashem originally created this matter that included everything that would be created. It all came from that. Vim k'tasim savru shakavana bra'omro eitzah Shemayim v'aretz. Some hold that when the pasuk says Shemayim and aretz shahayu shnei chumrim nivdalim, that there wasn't one matter created that everything came from. Rather, it was two types of matter that Hashem created at the beginning that everything came from. What are the two types of matter? Chomer Shemayim, Chomer Aretz. Two different types of things, one called Shemayim, one called Aretz, that the Shemayim was created from the Shemayim thing, piece of matter, and the Aretz was created from the Aretz piece. Kulam Iskima, whether you hold like that or whether you hold Hashem created all of them in one piece of matter. Kulam Iskima, Kizeh Pasak Hashini, Kalal Ha'arbi Yesodos. The second Pasuk that describes after the Briyas Shamayim and Aretz, whatever that means, when Hashem created heaven and earth, which the Haran said was this creation that all matter comes from. So then, whatever you want to say, the second pasuk that talks about the Aretz tells you that includes all the four Yesodos. You know, there's these famous four Yesodos, the foundations of everything. I believe it comes from Aristotle, but it's quoted in many Rishonim. There's the fire, water, air, and land, dirt, whatever. So the second pasuk includes all those for you. So shame of us, those include everything that is on under the moon, which means everything on planet Earth. The haim and those are ha'esh, fire, nirmas b'milas choshech, that's hinted to when the Torah says choshech. The ha'avir and air, nirmas b'milas ruach elokim, that's hinted to when it says the spirit of God. Ruach for hints to air. And water and earth are both included in the word tahom, the depths. That includes the water of the depths and land. All right. So now the Ran wants to say, why is it that all things had to come from this one piece of matter that then grew, exploded into the whole earth that we know today? So the reason why it had to be all from one matter is liyos haratzin mito lahamshich teva ha'avaya kefi ha'efsharos. And that is because Hashem wanted everything to be as natural as possible. Lo livro dvarim rabim yesh mayim, not that Hashem created 5 million different things out of nothing. Achash yesh be'efsharos chomer echad lechlo kulam, since we could be created out of one thing. In other words, there's this yesod that the Ran says many times, that Hashem does not want to do extra miraculous stuff. The more nature, the better. So therefore, creating one thing out of nowhere is better than creating millions of things out of nothing. So therefore, it's better to create one thing and have everything come from there. So even if you have to admit, even if you're going to have to agree with those people who say that two separate creations were made, heaven and earth, That's if you have to say that, it would be because you would say it's impossible that the things that make up the heavens should be made of the same stuff that makes up the earth. But since everything, at least on earth, can come from one piece of matter, so then making two types of matter out of nothing for earth would be
would have no purpose. The day bechidush hazeh, it's enough to do one creation, hanifla behechrich, this amazing one creation. Hashem had to create it out of nothing, but the least he can create out of nothing, the better. Because Hashem doesn't want to do extra miraculous stuff wherever possible, the more nature, the better. Furthermore, there is no doubt that everything Hashem created in this world is for mankind. The main thing man needs from the rest of planet Earth, is the food that a person gets out of Earth, one way or another, through plants or whatever, or animals. So, such that a person's makeup is made up of what he takes from this world. In other words, tzmachim or balechayim. A person eats plants, of vegetables, they become part of your body, your skin, your blood, and or animals, right? They become part of your flesh. They become a part of the person themselves. So they have to all be made out of one joined matter that works together. The reason why when you eat something it can become part of your body is because you're connected, you have some similarities in the foundation of where what a person's human being's makeup is and a plant, that they can come together. If this other thing, the thing you're eating was from some other thing that didn't go along with the human body, I don't know if a good example, but something that could not become part of a human, so then eating it would not help you. You can't take something that is, I guess, let's say fire. You can't ingest fire, or you could, but it's not good for you. It will not become part of you. So anyway, the Chachamim say that a person cannot make something that is from one of those four yesodos into their body, because they don't go. A person is made up of millions of is made up of different parts that come together to make the human body. So a person cannot connect and ingest and make part of him something that's from the four yesodos. Again, if you feel like you're getting lost, this is not concepts we're familiar with. This is, again, these four yesodos are, I believe, Aristotelian theories. Anyway, we're reading what it says here, but he's explaining why everything had to be made out of one source, so it could be we can connect to it. Okay, anyway, we're just continuing on. So a person can't make part of themselves fire or the actual something that's truly elemental from these yesodas can't become part of a person. If that was something that at least fire, air, water, this whole part of this earth. But what would be certainly something that's not even part of the earth certainly couldn't connect to the person. V'imkein, and therefore, yiyu anemtoyim kulu mechomer acher, im menagdim elav, v'im bilti nozim. Therefore, anything that Hashem would have created that's from another type of matter, if Hashem would have made us all from one matter, and it would have had different matters, so that would have either not worked with mankind, or harmed mankind. Therefore, anything that mankind is going to interact with, Hashem made be from all one source, one type of chomer, one type of creation, one type of matter, so we could use it all. But since the upper worlds are a different type of chomer, it doesn't bother man. Let's say we would call it angels, let's say, if that's part of it. The fact that angels are a different type of creation than we are, I don't know if that's a good comparison, but the point is that it has no effect on us. We don't interact with it. So it doesn't matter if it's from another type of matter. Because we don't connect with that in our chumrios, in our what we're made up of, just what our tzura, vein tzura, hepach, and tzura is not subject to hepach. There's only a conflict when there are two chomers, two different matters fighting against each other. Okay, that's the hard part. Now we're past that. But the Torah does teach us through this, and here's a point, that when you take different parts and put them together, So when you take parts that in and of themselves are not too exciting, take water and dirt and whatever, when you mix the different yesodas together, which are not exciting in and of themselves, but you put them together, you could have something that's even better than the individual parts. So these four yesodos, fire, water, all these things, they're very lacking. There's nothing too exciting about them in and of themselves. They're not even as exciting as a rock that's made up of different parts. Certainly, they don't reach the level of a plant or an animal or a human. Because the Ran is saying, when you have individual parts that are not don't have anything exciting about them, but you put them together, you can have something that, when they work together, they become something greater than their individual parts. Once you put things together, they can create something better than the original parts that they came from. Okay, so that which we see in nature, that when you take different parts and put them together, you can have something even better. Okay, now we're getting something we can relate to a little more. This is similar to the same thing, what Chazal teaches us about the fear and awe a person has to have of Klal Yisrael as a whole, or a general public as a whole, meaning not the whole Klal Yisrael, but even just something called a tzibur, a public. A person has to have a certain fear and awe of the tzibur, of Klal Yisrael. Atcha Amru, until Chazal said, La'olam te'emas, emas tzibur alecha. Chazal tells us that the fear of a public should be upon a person, meaning if you're speaking publicly, you know, even if you think you're greater than every individual who's sitting in front of you, but as a group, they're Klal Yisrael. It's a tzibur of Klal Yisrael. A person has to have respect for that. We find that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished when he spoke to the Korach, and to when he was going to hit the rock. So he told them, Shimu na hamorim, listen, rebellious ones. And that wasn't the proper respect to talk to Klal Yisrael. So Moshe was punished for that. Moshe was, of course, greater than all the individuals he was talking to in that group of Klal Yisrael, especially them. They were complainers, right? They were, you know, but when Moshe was going to go hit the rock, he said, Shimu na hamorim, so he wasn't even talking to the best of Klal Yisrael. But the point is that even though each individual wasn't as great as Moshe, but as a tzibur, they're still a tzibur. When Klal Yisrael is together as one, they reach a higher level than their individual selves. So, and such that even Moshe Rabbeinu had to speak to Klal Yisrael with respect. From the Parakama, the Kedushin says also at the beginning of Kedushin, Chitema bani sachli lamikri, bani sachli lamikri. Bani, if you're going to say that when the sons that are sinners, fools, they're not called sons. When the Jewish people, in other words, are acting bad, you might think they're not called sons to Hashem anymore. So Tashma banim sichlim hema quotes a pasuk where we're called banim sichlim. Chitema bani delo mehemni lo mikri bani. If you're going to say that when the sons are, you can't trust them, they're not called sons anymore. No, bring a pasuk Tashma banim lo emun ban. That we're still, that even when the Jewish people are called not trustworthy, we're still called banim to Hashem. So no matter what, we're always called Hashem's children, even when we are sinners. So the Ran explains, Ratzu bazeh, what Chazal mean with this is she'afa pisha kol echad mitzad atzmo inu roi lazeh. That means that even though each individual might be a Rasha, maybe not fit to be called a son of Hashem, but mitzad hitztarfu luzulaso yikna haklal shvach umayla yosu mashroi mitzad pratav. But the Jewish people as a whole are always going to be the children of Hashem. So even though an individual might be considered, lose that title of being Banim Hashem, but the Tzibur will never lose that. The Tzibur as a whole are always called Banim to Hashem, no matter what. Kasher Kanu Hamurkavim Kulam Segulos Umalos Asher Lo Hayu Minifadim Asher Kovto Misham. Just like when you put things together, they can reach a higher level than... they can become something greater than their individual parts. So too, when Klal Yisrael come together, they reach a higher level than they are individually. Ukvar Ramzu Bechelbina. We all know the famous story, but when you make the Ketores, so one of the ingredients in the Ketores is the Chelbina, which smells bad. Shehusmu is msamei akteris, that bad smelling thing gets added to the kataris. V'haya min anira shetafsid osam lehafsid reichu. You would think that bad smell would ruin the whole incense offering you're bringing, because you got this one thing in there that smells bad. Vim calls and still im salenu ha'anavua shein la shleimus ulasa. We know from the Torah that you can't bring a kataris unless you have a chalbana. Kichen inyan bitstarif imanu ba'avodaseinu l'Hashem yisbarach ha'chatoim v'haposhim. Because, and the same thing is that when we include with Klal Yisrael, sinners, shelo yafsidu avodaseinu, they don't ruin our avodah, in our davening, like we say in Yom Kippur. When we have a davening and we include, and there are sinners included in the congregation, it doesn't ruin the tefillah of the congregation. If you're davening in a minyan, and there's a guy in there, people in there who are sinners, it doesn't ruin your avodah, because as a klal, when we're davening as a tzibur, our avodah reaches a higher level. Valtiya b'zeh yoser shleima, just the opposite, it even gets higher level, because when we come together, we reach a higher level than we are even as individuals. Okay, the next inyan that the Ran talks about, which questions what we just said, is a bit long, so we're going to have to stop here and we'll continue next time.